Welcome back to Meteorology Matters. You know, we love diving into all things weather here, but today's topic is a little different.
Yeah, a bit more behind the scenes than our usual deep dives into, like, you know, the science of storms and stuff.
Exactly. We're talking about the people who bring you your daily dose of weather wisdom, those local meteorologists you see on the news every night.
Ah, yeah, the folks who brave green screens and crazy hair to keep us informed about the latest heat wave or blizzard.
You know it. But get this, Allen Media Group, the company that owns a whole bunch of local stations, Andy, the Weather Channel, well, they almost pulled the plug on almost all their local meteorologists.
Well, hold on, really? That's a pretty big deal.
It was a huge shakeup in the weather world. Their initial plan was basically to centralize everything.
So beaming out forecasts from the Weather Channel HQ in Atlanta, like a one-size-fits-all weather report for the entire country?
Pretty much. They were talking about these regional weather hubs using pre-recorded segments and maybe even having some local meteorologists relocate to Atlanta.
I can see how that could be appealing from a cost-saving perspective. But wouldn't that mean sacrificing that local expertise?
That's exactly what viewers were worried about. Think about it. You're used to seeing your trusted local meteorologist who knows your area inside and out.
The one who can tell you if that creek always floods after a heavy rain or which neighborhoods get hit hardest by lake effect snow.
Right. And suddenly it's someone miles away who might not even know how to pronounce half the town names in your region.
Yeah, that would be a little jarring, especially during severe weather when you need someone who understands the specific risks in your area.
And viewers were not happy about it. Let me tell you, the backlash was intense. People took to social media, flooded the comments sections, even threatened to boycott the stations.
It sounds like they really underestimated that connection viewers have with their local meteorologists.
They definitely did. People were calling the move everything from greedy and out of touch to downright ridiculous and damn cheap.
Wow, they didn't hold back. It's amazing how passionate people are about their local news teams.
It really shows how much trust and value viewers place in those familiar faces, especially during times of crisis.
For sure, when a storm's bearing down on you, you want to hear from someone you know and trust someone who's been there through it all before.
And you know what? All that outrage actually made a difference.
No way, really. They backed down.
It seems so. Reports are saying that Allen Media Group is reversing course because of the massive outcry those local meteorologist jobs are safe, at least for now.
That's incredible. Talk about people power in action.
It's a pretty inspiring story, actually. But before we get too deep into that, speaking of amazing weather folks, you got to check out Rob Jones. He's a meteorologist who's super passionate about sharing his knowledge.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some of his stuff online. He's great. Very engaging and informative.
He really is. You can find him on Instagram at meteorologist, on TikTok at TV meteorologist, and on YouTube, follow at Rob Jones Hurricane, where you can also find the Meteorology Matters podcast in his playlist.
Our plug noted. Now back to this Allen Media situation. This wasn't just some isolated incident, right?
Not at all. It's actually part of a much bigger trend we're seeing across the media landscape.
So other station groups are doing the same thing, trying to centralize and cut costs.
Exactly. Sinclair, CBS, Gray Media, they've all tried similar strategies. And it's raising some big questions about the future of local news.
Like, are we heading towards a world where everyone gets their weather from some generic national feed?
And what does that mean for those local meteorologists who know their region so well? Are they going to go the way of the dinosaurs?
It's a tough question, but it's one we need to be asking because this whole situation really highlights the tension between efficiency and expertise.
Right. And it makes you wonder, do viewers just have to sit back and accept these changes, or do we have a say in how local news evolves?
Well, this case with Allen Media Group proves that we do have a voice and that speaking up can make a real difference.
It's a great reminder that local news, especially those crucial weather updates, is something worth fighting for.
Absolutely. Having that familiar face deliver that information builds a level of trust and connection you just can't get from some faceless national feed.
It's about more than just getting the forecast. It's about feeling connected to your community and knowing that someone's got your back when things get rough.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
But there's another layer to all of this that we can't ignore, and that's the rise of artificial intelligence.
AI, oh yeah, that's been shaking things up in a lot of industries lately, including weather forecasting?
It's getting so sophisticated at analyzing weather patterns and making predictions. It's really changing the game.
So does that mean human meteorologists are on their way out? Is AI going to take over completely?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's definitely something to think about, and we'll dive deeper into it as we continue unpacking this evolving story. It's a wild situation for sure. I mean, they kind of dodged a bullet this time, but who knows what'll happen down the road.
Right. Like, are those local meteorologist jobs really safe in the long run, or is this just a temporary reprieve?
Yeah, that's the big question, especially with all this talk about AI and how it's transforming weather forecasting.
True, but I still think there's something to be said for having an actual human being, you know, someone with experience, interpreting those forecasts and explaining them to
Oh,
viewers.
absolutely. AI is great at crunching numbers and spotting patterns, but it can't replace that human element, that local knowledge, and the ability to communicate effectively with a specific audience.
Exactly. Like a seasoned meteorologist can look at the data and say, okay, this storm system is moving in, but because of our unique topography or, you know, whatever microclimate quirks we have in this region, it's going to impact this neighborhood way more than that one.
And they can explain all of that in a way that makes sense to people who maybe aren't weather experts themselves.
Plus, there's that trust factor you were talking about earlier. People
Yeah.
have built relationships with their local meteorologists. They rely on them, especially during severe weather.
For sure. When there's a tornado warning or a blizzard bearing down on you, you want to hear from someone you know and trust someone who's been through it all before and understands the specific risks in your area.
Like having a friend guide you through a storm instead of just some robotic voice spitting out data.
Exactly. That human connection, that empathy, it's something AI just can't replicate, at least not yet.
So are you saying there's still hope for the local meteorologists, that their jobs aren't doomed?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, this whole Allen Media situation shows that viewers really value that local expertise and that personal connection.
So maybe that loyalty will be enough to save their jobs in the end.
It's definitely a factor that media companies need to consider because alienating your viewers is not exactly a recipe for success.
But let's be real. Technology IS advancing rapidly, and AIIS getting more sophisticated every day. So how do we balance that progress with the need for human expertise?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I mean, instead of viewing AI as a threat, maybe we should see it as a tool, something that can actually enhance the work that human meteorologists do.
I like that perspective. So it's not about AI versus humans. It's about finding ways to make them work together.
Exactly. Imagine a future where AI handles all the heavy lifting, the data analysis, the initial predictions, and then the human meteorologists step in to interpret that information for their specific region and communicate it effectively to their viewers.
That's actually a really cool vision. It's like a partnership where technology and human expertise combine to create something even better.
Right. It's about leveraging the strengths of both to deliver the most accurate, timely, and engaging weather information possible.
I'm all for that. I mean, at the end of the day, the goal is to keep people informed and safe, right?
Absolutely. And whether that's achieved through AI, human expertise, or some combination of both, that's what really matters.
You know, this whole thing with Allen Media Group, it really got me thinking about how much we rely on local news.
Yeah, it's easy to take it for granted until you almost lose it.
Right. All those comments from viewers calling the move greedy and ridiculous, it showed just how deeply people care about their local news teams.
It's about more than just getting the information. It's about that sense of community, trusting those familiar faces to keep you informed, especially when things get tough.
Exactly. And that goes way beyond just the weather. I mean, think about your local news anchors, the reporters, even the sportscasters.
They become like part of the family almost. You see them every day. They share your concerns, celebrate local victories, and they're right there with you during those difficult times.
It's that shared experience that makes local news so valuable. And especially these days, with so much information overload online, a lot of it questionable.
Oh, totally. You need that source. You can rely on a place to get accurate and unbiased information.
Local news is like that anchor. It grounds us in reality amidst all the noise and chaos.
And that's why this trend of media companies consolidating and cutting local jobs is so concerning. It risks weakening that vital connection between local news and the communities they serve.
It's like trailing in a home-cooked meal for some processed, factory-made stuff. Sure, it might be cheaper, but it lacks that personal touch, that unique flavor.
And in the case of local news, that flavor is trust, the kind of trust that's built over years of being part of a community, understanding its unique needs and concerns.
So where do we go from here? How do we balance the financial realities of the media world with the need for strong local journalism?
That's the challenge, isn't it? Maybe the answer lies in finding creative ways to use technology like AI without sacrificing that human element, that local expertise.
It's a conversation we need to keep having for sure. As we wrap up this deep dive into the world of local meteorology, one thing is crystal clear, viewer voices matter.
They absolutely do. The passionate response to Allen Media Group's initial plan proved that people are invested in their local news and the people who bring it to them.
It's a powerful reminder that we as viewers have a say in how the media evolves. By supporting local journalism, engaging in these discussions, and demanding quality reporting, we can help ensure that it continues to thrive.
And as technology keeps advancing, hopefully we'll find ways to harness its power while still preserving that human touch that makes local news so essential.
That's a great point to end on. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Meteorology Matters. And remember, if you want to stay up to date on all things weather, make sure to follow Rob Jones. He's a fantastic meteorologist who's a wealth of information.
Yeah, he's great. Definitely worth a follow.
You can find him on Instagram at Meteorologist, on TikTok at TV Meteorologist, and on YouTube, follow at Rob Jones Hurricane, where you can also find Meteorology Matters in his podcast playlist. Until next time, stay informed, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay curious.